Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Greetings and welcome to this edition of Cross Encounters. Recently, I had the marvelous privilege of visiting the Dead Sea. This is the most amazing body of water I've ever seen or been in. It lies 16 miles due east of Jerusalem, and its surface is almost 1,300 feet below sea level. It covers an area of some 300 square miles. Its depth varies from 11 to 1,300 feet. As the Dead Sea is located on one of the Earth's most active fault lines, it appears that the bottom of the Salt Sea is still subsiding. Its northern shoreline is some 53 miles above its southern shoreline. And on average, the Dead Sea is 10 miles wide from west to east. The Dead Sea's major source of water is the Jordan River. However, much of the Jordan's water is now siphoned off for irrigation purposes. So now, merely a trickle of fresh water flows into the Dead Sea. Fish carried down in the Jordan River immediately die when they enter into the salty waters of the Dead Sea. Another major problem is also evaporation of the water, which is due to very hot temperatures in the Rift Valley. Geologists tell us that the Dead Sea was originally much larger than it is today, and the waters would have been 1,400 feet above where they are currently. The Salt Sea is shrinking some 3 meters each year now. And another major feature of the Dead Sea is that it has no outlet. Everything that flows into it just stops because it has nowhere to go. The Dead Sea has a salt content of over 25%, more than 7 times that of the average ocean. This makes the water extremely buoyant. In fact, it is totally disorientating, as it is impossible to sink. Your senses are confused, as you literally have to force your arms and your legs under the water. And if you become even the least bit imbalanced, you will pop up to the surface and roll on your back. I've never experienced anything like it, and it goes against everything your senses can expect. It really is a blast going swimming in the Dead Sea. Now, as we boarded the coach for our return trip home to Jerusalem, I thumbed through the Bible, and I found the words of Jesus in John chapter 7, verse 38. "Whoever believes in me, as the scriptures have said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." The phrase "living water" in the Bible refers to streams of water that flow fresh and free, unlike the waters of the Dead Sea, which are still and stagnant, for they have nowhere to go. For all who believe and confess the name of Jesus Christ as Savior, His love and His Spirit will flow through them. His love and Spirit flow through us, so that others might experience the love and the Spirit of Christ. God's love is intended to be shared. His forgiveness and peace should flow from us and touch and give life to those around us. But those who reject Jesus' love are like the waters of the Dead Sea. They receive the free gifts that God so generously provides. Gifts like health, family, friends, food, shelter, etc. But they fail to acknowledge or give thanks for or share these gifts. They are like the Dead Sea. They merely take while having no outlet to share God's love. This leads to stagnant lives which suffocate the life which attempts to enter it. What a sad situation when our lives only take from God and never give to others. But Jesus comes to us and gives to us dead, stagnant, and stinking sinners life, His life. He calls us through His Word, and His Spirit floods into our hearts with forgiveness, peace, and living water. We, who were once dead, are now given new life. We who were thirsty now have cups that overflow. And we, who refuse to be an outlet for God's mercy, are now eager to let that living water of Jesus flow through us to bless everyone around us. Jesus gives us life, and He calls us to share His life with others. Hey, we are no longer dead. See? Let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, please make us a channel of the peace, the love, the forgiveness, and the mercy of Jesus Christ. Let us not hoard it, but let us share it with all those that we come in contact with, so that they might experience the love of Christ and share it with others. We ask this for His sake. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.